Thank you for downloading this Foreign Exchange Market Report podcast from your lifelong knowledge partner, CoracleOnline.com and Crossbar FX for December the 13th, 2010. We love your feedback, so please do email us, podcasts@CoracleOnline.com, or leave a comment on currencypodcasts.com, and keep listening to the end of this podcast to hear how you could win an iPod. The run-up to the holidays is an important time for traders and investors as they square their books and longer-term investors fine-tune their year-end positions. This can cause some strange swings in exchange rates. There is still some important data to come out of 2010, which will begin to determine how things might look in the new year. So it's not unusual to find the US dollar assuming a recovery position. US Treasury yields supported the dollar as bond yields rose on the news that Bush-era tax breaks were being extended. These tax breaks have boosted the outlook for US growth and hence reduced expectations of more QE from the Fed, or so the argument goes. The US dollar is being touted as not only a safe haven currency, but also a growth currency, belonging as it does to one of the economies which will see growth next year. The euro is under pressure, with signs of disunity among EU leaders over the expansion of the EU Rescue Fund and the issue of joint European government bonds. Ireland was downgraded to triple B status, and Portugal may soon follow. This is unlikely to help the single currency. Sterling found support as data announcements suggested the economy was showing signs of recovery. UK industrial orders hit their highest level since June 2008. Sentiment for the pound was also lifted as the government's austerity measures came through their first test as the tuition's fees bill was passed through Parliament. Next week we see UK inflation figures and hopefully some signs of life in the retail sales figures which keep the pound well supported as Christmas takes over. Thanks for listening, and now for your chance to win an iPod. It's simple. All we ask you to do is spend a few minutes completing a short survey, which you can find at bit.ly/CoracleOnline. That is bit.ly/CoracleOnline. Or by clicking the link in the show notes. That's it. Spend a couple of minutes answering some questions about our podcasts, and you could have a shiny new iPod to play with in January.